And to carry the washout to hang it on the line, you carry that in a clothes
basket.
And something that you could use to chop a log, you can make an X-shaped frame like this and rest the log in that. You call that a...
I don't know the term for that.
Have you seen them?
We have one, yes, but I don't know the term of it.
What about something that carpenters use, an A-shaped frame?
Well, that would be,
You know what I mean?
Yes, a sawhorse.
Okay. And man had a load of wood in his wagon, and he was driving along. You say he was doing what?
Had a load of wood in his wagon, he was driving along.
What's he doing? He's
hauling wood.
Okay. Do you ever hear drawing wood or carting wood?
No. I've heard of carting wood, but I thought that was when you cut it. To cart it means to cut it and stack it in a certain way, doesn't it?
It's a specific amount?
Yes, of course.
And say if there's a log across the road, you say, I tied a chain to it and I...
drug it away.
Okay, and you say, we have already put that log away.
I'm afraid I would say, we have already drug it away, and that might be wrong.
So you have to tie a chain around it in order to...
drag it away.
And nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a...
a bag.
Made out of...
paper.
And flour used to come in a...
flour sack.
What's the difference between a bag and a sack?
A sack to me is something that closes at the top or is either sewed at the top, and a bag is open at the top.
It doesn't matter what it's made out of?
Yes, a sack would be made out of cloth and a bag would be made out of paper.
What about something that's that rough brown material that bag or sack that feed used to come in?
You mean like I know and I can't think. Just a crocus sack.
Okay. Any other names for that?
No, I call it a crocus sack.
Do you ever hear grass sack or gunny sack?
Yes, I've heard those terms, but I never used them.
What about toe sack?
I've heard that, but I've never used that word.
And if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a...
armful.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a...
a half a load?
Did you ever say a jag of wood?
Never heard that word.
And if you... what would you call the amount of corn that you could take to the mill to be ground at one time?
That would be a load?
Did you ever hear the expression of turn, T-U-R-N?
Never heard that word.
And something is, if you opened up a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a
stopper?
Okay.
Or cork?
Would you call it a cork if it was made out of glass?
No, I'd call it a stopper.
And a musical instrument, you blow along like this.
A flute?
Or a small thing. Or
harmonica?
Any other names for that?
Not a juice harp, but it's another name, but I always call it harmonica.
Do you ever hear French?
French horn, yes.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece between them is the...
I know, but I'm not familiar enough to know. For my time.
Well, what about just a wagon? You've seen a little wagon a kid might have. Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing you pick up?
The handle.
Okay.